Right now on this Wednesday morning, October 1st, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Okay, we may have to count some red flags in this one. I don't understand why air travel brings out craziness more than dentistry does. Didn't think I'd say that sentence, but I have. And now I need to explain it. We always seem to have stories of wheels off dentists. George claims that they are the craziest in the medical profession.
Yeah.
Crazier than nurses?
Yes. And it doesn't apply to every dentist. There's really normal ones, like mine. He's very,
of course,
very normal.
Make sure you throw that force field around that person so they don't drill through a molar.
Bingo.
Why? All right. So this story is about a British Airways flight attendant. I've flown British Airways, I think, once. You know, I kind of hate it that we're in the day and age of British Airways, operated by American, or American Airlines, operated by... just tell us the Fletcher's one who's actually dogs. Flying you. I don't understand this partnership that all the airlines are in where they can just slap a new label, slap a new label on a flight, and then it's, but you're not really riding that airline.
They have the best unis, British Airways?
Well, I've ridden British Airways proper, I think, only once. And, great uniforms and a great plane. And it seemed like at the time, the steward eye were wearing, you know, the cute billfold hats and they had cool outfits and all that. I know that it was wrong then and wrong now for stewardesses to even be called stewardesses, much less be dressed like stewardesses.
That's right.
But having said that, I enjoyed the fashion choices that the stewardesses chose to force to be having. So this is a British Airways flight attendant who was found.
That's a red flag.
Naked and high on drugs in the plane toilet during a transatlantic flight. Has been told by a judge... he let himself down. So it was a male flight attendant.
Naked.
Naked and high on drugs in the toilet.
Why was he naked?
I just like he had to be told by a judge that he let himself down. Hayden Pentecost.
What? That was his name?
Yes.
Hayden Pentecost.
Yeah. Which is like the fakest name that I would give someone in authority when I'm in trouble.
Right.
What's your name, sir? It's Hayden. What'd you say? Hayden? No, Hayden. I'll say Hayden. Hayden is my name. Hayden what? Hayden Armageddon. No, Hayden Pentecost. Hayden Assumption Armageddon Pentecost. He's 41 years of age. He was given a 6-month prison sentence for this and ordered to complete 80 hours of unpaid work. So an internship. He was sentenced to an internship somewhere. After he admitted to performing an aviation function while impaired by drugs.
What kind of aviation function?
I don't know. If you load suitcases onto a plane, is that an aviation function?
Probably.
Yeah, you're part of the team.
So maybe serving water?
That's an aviation function.
I guess if he did it aboard a plane.
Huh.
While in flight.
The court heard how Pentecost was due to work a flight from San Francisco to Heathrow. And before the journey, he told colleagues he was suffering from stomach cramps, but insisted he was fit for duty. Co-workers later found him at the bottom of the stairs, disheveled, pale, sweaty, and erratic.
Wow.
Erratic.
We found him disheveled, pale, sweaty, and erratic. He locked himself in the bathroom, and when he emerged, he was completely, quote, naked and oblivious. He was found to have dilated pupils, was unable to answer what year it was or who the U.S. president was, and he drank 15 to 20 bottles of water during the flight.
Wow.
Man.
Guess that's why he was in the bathroom?
They said his behavior caused a huge distraction for the captain and crew, though none of the passengers were aware of his condition. I don't see how. What, did you just leave him in the bathroom? How do you hide his condition from them on this long flight? When they landed at Heathrow, paramedics took the aircraft, met the aircraft and took Pentecost to the hospital. A blood sample later showed he had amphetamine and methamphetamine in his system. And he was later dismissed from his job. And I'm sure when he was dismissed, he was, well, why? Why? I think it's a violation of my union rights. What did I do? What did you do?
Stop.
They said that he failed to complete pre-flight safety checks and that his colleagues had to manage the 10.5-hour flight without his assistance. You know, they were a man down, and there's a lot of stuff that you got to do. Is there, you know, they always say that flight attendants, we're not here to serve you. We're here for your safety. You ever heard that?
That's right, yeah. Yes.
Well, some of that's true.
It has nothing to do with customer interaction. It has everything to do with just safety. And the customer satisfaction and service is just a little tack on at the end of all of this.
I think it's a tough job.
I think it is, too.
You're dealing with people who just, yeah, feel that way. Service now.
Hey, come here.
Yeah.
I need 12 of these and 4 of these drinks.
Yeah.
No, sir, we're going to cut you off of that. What? It's my right to drink on a plane. Why is, you know, the way people treat service people, even though I know Stuart I are not service people.
They're not Stuart I either. They're flight attendants.
Yeah, flight Stuart I.
No.
Oh.
No.
They're flight people.
Flight persons. But yeah, can't you tell a lot about a person the way they treat someone who's there to help them?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the person who just gets an ounce of power and then acts completely entitled, that's the biggest jerk ever.
Yeah.
They're being a big Jarek.
Jarek.
Yes. You are a big Jarek. Wait, now how we got Lee Corso sounding like the Charlie Gibson guy?
Because
that
of the
accent of the...
Because of the Maple Deli players.
Wait, now what? Because of mixing something else in there. The judge said there was a great deal of mitigation in this case, however, because the guy had previous good character, and he immediately pled guilty to this and said that it was his bad and said that he had not been aggressive or confrontational. He had just been naked and disheveled and erratic. So his sentence was reduced. How much time do you think he got for this?
In community service time or jail time?
Jail time.
Zero.
I think you're correct because this is so confusing. So the judge reduced his sentence from 12 months to 9 months due to mitigation, and then 6 months for his early plea, reduced it down to 6 months from there, before suspending it for 12 months. So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
So it gets reduced down to 6 months before suspending it for 12 months. Does that mean you don't have to
serve it until 12 months from now?
Yeah, you get a year to play the lottery or something?
To go hide?
Yeah. I don't understand.
You 12 months to disappear.
I don't get it. I have never been on a plane. We've discussed this before. I've never been on a plane in which there was a major disturbance.
Yeah,
I see all the videos of the freakouts on flights and the passenger going wild and
It's scary.
But it's never been on my flight.
Yeah, I don't think I've had that happen either.
You've only had it happen once?
Several times.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the worst one? You weren't on the flight of that MF over there isn't real.
No, I wasn't on that, but there was a guy who was erratic is a good word to use. I mean, he was getting up, he was complaining about things, everything on the plane. I think he was saying there's somebody out there on the wing. I mean, he was just really freaking out. And there were two military people on the plane, and they came back and they sat with him and detained him until we landed. And yeah, it was pretty. I was just afraid we're going to have a fight.
Did they zip tie him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't duct tape him, though, did they?
I think she used the strings from her boots. It was a female military personnel and one other. And yeah, they detained him.
Wow. Shoelaces?
Yeah. Or bootlaces, I guess, in this case.
Strings from her boots.
Yeah, strings from her boots is weird to me. I don't know why.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Well, bootlaces, yeah.
Strings from her boots.
Yeah. Yeah, and another one was on a flight with a football team when a player got really upset. And that was pretty frightening,
too. A professional football team?
No, it was a college team.
He got upset at his teammates or coach?
The world.
Really?
Yeah.
And was he detained?
No one was big enough to detain him.
Really?
Yeah. It just kind of went on for a while until
everybody just
the head coach finally
looked
me
forward and pretended like nothing was happening.
Wow. We all just ate our peanuts and hoped for the best.
Wow, that's scary.
That's always so cheap when people just pretend like something's not going on.